Okay. In Parsha Noach, the pasuk tells us, "Vayar lekim et aretz v'inein ishkatak yishchik kol basar et darkol aretz." Hashem says, "The land is corrupt. The whole land is corrupt. I have to destroy it." So it's very interesting that there's two consecutive Gemaras in Sanhedrin that seem to be contradictory. The first Gemara says, "Melamed yehirbiu behema al chaya v'chaya al behema." Different animals were mating. Kulam al Adam, Adam al Kulam. Man was mating with animals. There was bestiality going on. And the Midrash Rabbah says, Kulam kil kulam asem, akelev olech lezev. Dogs were mating with wolves. Tarnagolatavas, the chicken with the pheasant. Kishrit kol basar et arkol. This pasuk says, Kishrit kol basar. That doesn't mean all humans. It means all beings. They were all corrupt. So, it's kind of strange, because we know animal nature. Animal nature is not to mate with other species and other kinds of animals. And so we know when humans get corrupt, okay, that might make sense, that if a human gets corrupt, so he'll do something that he shouldn't be doing. But the animal, like, where does he come up with this? The animal's not going to think to himself, you know what, I'm doing something I shouldn't be, you know, I'm interested in rebelling, so let me go mate with a different kind of animal. It doesn't just happen naturally. So, and there's an interesting Gemara in Yevamot, the Beit HaLevi points out, that discusses the Kohen Gadol has to marry a Betula. So the Gemara goes through all sorts of cases of what makes someone not a Betula. And discusses the possibility there was this girl who was penetrated by an animal of some kind. So the Gemara says, it's not Betula's other. Okay. So the Gemara says, that's one instance. That doesn't make it a phenomenon. Here we have all the animals everywhere. That's what the Beis HaLevi says. So where did this come from? So, that's already one question. But the second question the Beis HaLevi has, probably more chairs nearby. There's a chair right there. Yeah. Chair right behind you.
He's so bad at sharing his seat. Okay.
There's a chair right behind you. Use that one. So, but the second Gemara in Sanhedrin says almost the opposite. Im adam chata, behema ma chata. If man sinned, how did animals sin? As in, we know why Hashem had to destroy all the people. But why did Hashem have to bring a mabul and destroy the whole world, killing all the animals, essentially? Yes, saving 2 and 4, whatever, 7 and 14 of every species, depending on how you read the psukim. But, okay, so we understand that he saved some, but he's really destroying a lot of animals in the world. So what did they do? We know what the humans did wrong. The humans are stealing and all sorts of immoral actions. But what did the animals do wrong? So you see how we have... What'd you say?
Couldn't you say, though, that like, the animals are kind of like the property of the humans, so when...
Wild animals. Property, humans, they're all...
I don't know the way that the Torah talks about it. I don't know about animals in general.
There were a lot of animals, and they were doing...
Not that they're actually physically the property of man, but they're all animals going on.
But you think all the animals somewhere on all the continents were worthy of being destroyed because of what the humans were doing, which was improper in this one area on the earth.
Do you think that all the humans were worthy of being destroyed?
Apparently they were. Hashem tells us they were. So now... But we weren't told. So what the Gemara says, what about the animals? But do you see how there's a stira here? First, the Gemara is saying, the animals are terrible. They're mating with all sorts of interspecies, dogs and wolves and animals, and then with humans. Bestiality is going on. And then the second Gemara says, wait, if the humans sin, what are the animals? How did the animals sin? And so the Marsha points out, you know, it doesn't make sense that one Gemara right after the other seems to be soter itself. So how is the Beis HaLevi going to answer this question? So the Beis HaLevi teaches us a yesod through which he can answer this question. He says that when you sin, so you get used to the sin, but the sin isn't only you getting used to the sin, but your environment get used to the sin. the people around you, it becomes part of the nature. Everything going on becomes worse. There's an effect of your sin on everyone and everything around you. And then, therefore, you're causing in nature a second nature, quote-unquote, for sin, for this sin. So when the humans were doing bad, they're actually the ones causing the animals in the nature to sin. So he quotes a statement in Chazal that one day the walls of your house are going to testify about you. So most people, there's a statement in the Gemara in Tanis. So most people explain that Gemara in Tanis, that it's talking about, okay, only what people see, everybody knows that you did wrong, but your house knows what you did wrong in private. So he says, no, they're going to testify about what you did to the world, all the sin that you put in the world that affected them. In other words, the walls of the house are now absorbed with this sin. You have an effect with this sin. So then, therefore, we can say that the people do something bad, and it caused something bad around them, and it affected the animals. And therefore, the animals all did that. He said, we can't understand this so rationally. He says, but we can see this. If you go to a place where everybody does a certain thing wrong, you end up more likely to do that thing wrong. Okay, that's like, you know, the Gemara in Kedushin, 10 midos of this fell to the world, 9 came to that place. So what does that mean? That place is full of zima, so you end up there. If that's what society does, you end up doing that inappropriate thing. So if the people are doing so much, they're the ones being mechadesh, this nitiya, this propensity in the animals. And therefore, that's how it happened to the animals did it. But says the Beis Halevi, we still have an original question. So that means that the animals who are mating and with the wrong species and with everyone else, why are they doing it? Because the people caused them to be doing it. So we still have the Gemara's question. We know what the people did wrong. They did bad things, so bad that they're actually causing the animals to sin in ways that are unnatural, trying to mate with other species. But it's not the animals' fault, it's the people's fault. So, how is it that the animals were worthy of this destruction? So, the Beis Halevi says that to understand this, we have to explain that there's a difference between that which we are judged. Let's start that sentence again. We are judged not only for what we do, but what for we cause others to do. This is what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says. Your atzid latid nitein din v'cheshbon. What's din v'cheshbon? Din is what you did. Cheshbon is the effect you had on others, as in you have a portion of their sins. So he says that the time of the Mabul, they were really, really, really bad. In other words, Behema Mechata, they were really bad. Shachei Kobasar, they were terrible. But the really bad was due to the actions of the people. And then therefore, the Dora Mabul has an extra chilek in what the animals were doing about them. So the animals were already bad, that's why they were worthy of destruction, but the people were even worse because they had caused that among the animals. So he said, this is why we have a difference between Noach and Avram Avinu. First, the Pasuk says, Et Elokim Hitalich Noach, as opposed to Avram, who says, Pasuk, Hitalich Lefanai Ve'yetamim. So where was Noach? Et Elokim, with Hashem. Where was Avram? Lefanai, on his own. He didn't have to be with Hashem. What does he get from the nuance? We're not playing linguistics here. So not arguing semantics? What's the difference? He says Noach, ish tzaddik tamim haya bedoratav, he was able to be a tzaddik, but he probably would have gotten influenced by everyone around him. So what did Hashem have to do for him? Get rid of everyone. Or put Noach inside a bubble. Put him in a teva. Enter a migdal. Noah, he had to separate Noah. Noah was only able to withstand all those outside urges and all those outside influences because Hashem separated with him and Hashem stuck with him. Et Elohim, he was with Hashem. On the other hand, Avram Avinu was able to withstand everything. And you get schar, Chazal tell us, and he quotes all these Mamre Chazal about it, for withstanding all the vices and temptations of your time. Noach wouldn't have been able to withstand all that. So Hashem had to separate him.
But wasn't
Avraham was able to withstand all that. That's the other statement in the Pirkei Avos that says, Asara Doros from Adam to Noach, to teach you Hashem was so Rahman, and then Noach to Avram, another 10 Doros, to show us they were so bad, and Avram is getting the schar for being good despite all that's around him. But only he's able to get that, not Noach. And that's why we all have the famous machloket. You know the machloket? You've heard it. It's Gemara, actually. Rashi quotes it with Gemara. What is it that Noach was ish tzadik tamim hayav edoratav? Would the shvach l'genai, exactly. Would he have been better in another generation or not? Okay? In his generation, he was a tzaddik compared to everybody else. But in another generation, he would have been better, even better, or he wouldn't have been so good because he was only good compared to his generation. So that's how we tend to explain it. The Beis HaLevi says, no, you're missing out on that explanation. In another generation, he would have been better because he wouldn't be influenced by all the bad people of his generation. The temptations wouldn't be so great. It would be, you know, nicer people around him. He would have been able to withstand, you know, with Avram Avinu around him. It's only because he was alone in that generation that he wasn't able to do it. Avram Avinu was a greater tzaddik because he was able to withstand all those vices and immoral temptations all around him, even in his generation. So from this Beis HaLevi, we learn an important klal. Okay, it's not only our actions that have to be good and proper, but when we're bad, we are influencing everybody else. Chazal tell us that when you that a Russia sins, so he's no tell the rishus of everyone else around him. And a tzaddik does good, he gets the scar of everyone. He's no tell chelik of the scar of everyone else around him. How do we understand that Marmar Chazal? Only with this yisod of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi is saying, why does he get good of everybody? Because his good is causing everyone else around him to want to be good and want to do good. And why is the Russia getting a chelik in everyone else's punishment? Because it's his being bad. He's even causing some good people who are otherwise good to do bad. So he gets a part of it. So we see the importance not only of doing good for it being the right thing, but because of its effect on everyone else. We shouldn't be pointing out the negative traits of others, because the more we point it out, the more we see it. Someone who's on the brink deciding, do I do good or bad? He's at the precipice. Do I beat my Yetzer Hara or not? So he's going to possibly succumb to his Yetzer Hara because it's so prevalent around him. In other words, we have to work on not only doing good, but in projecting the good all around us. That's what the Beis HaLevi's Yesod is. Shachei Kovasar, the animals were bad. They were terrible. They were doing terrible things. Why? Because of the cosmic effect of the people who were doing bad and making it that's what society was. That's what society was bad. So the din v'cheshbon. The din is what we do, and the cheshbon is our ashan. Everybody, so right away from the first Beis HaLevi, we get some tzvei din and being bad. So they were doing bad, though.
No, I'm saying, like, he said that they were already pretty bad, and then, like, the humans made them worse. How could they have been pretty bad?
No, they weren't pretty bad. They were doing bad. Because,
so I'm saying, what does it mean for him
that it should rain?
To try and mate with other animals.